Good evening, with a look at your latest local news. I'm Jevy Ebanks. We begin in the courts. A 40-year-old woman has been formally charged with attempted murder and assault, occasioning grievous bodily harm. The West Bay resident is suspected of hitting a man she knew with a car on Saturday, the 28th of February, at an altercation at a bar off of Shedden Road. Police say the man sustained severe leg injuries and was transported to the hospital for treatment. She was set to make an initial summary court appearance earlier today. To the Grand Court, Corey Alexi Diaz has been charged with two counts of child pornography offenses. The allegation is that in March 2024, he possessed 12 Category A images depicting the penetration of children. Mr. Diaz is also charged with possessing child pornography linked to a WhatsApp group chat called Child Porn Images, which investigators say was found on his phone. In addition, Mr. Diaz faces a charge of obscene publication relating to 30 images described as extreme pornography involving children and animals. He's pleaded not guilty to all the charges. Mr. Diaz is due to stand trial on the 5th of October and remains on bail until then. Also in the Grand Court, Shekino Ebanks has entered a not guilty plea to one count of attempted rape and one count of indecent assault relating to an incident in July 2024 at a hotel in Cayman Brac. The charges involve an underage complainant and therefore no identifying details will be reported. Mr. Ebanks is expected to stand trial later this year with a date and mode of trial to be set at a future case management conference. He remains on bail under strict conditions until then. Meanwhile, another man, Rudolph Roy Powell, has made his initial grand court appearance on a series of 2026 charges, including rape, indecent assault, and inviting a child to engage in sexual activity and engaging in sexual activity in front of a child. The charges include three counts of rape, one of indecent assault, two counts of inviting a child, and one count of engaging. Mr. Powell has not yet entered pleas. He made his first summary court appearance earlier this week, where the matter was formally transferred to the Grand Court, where he appeared earlier today. Proceedings in the murder trial of Demisio Frederick has been delayed for a second day, postponing the start of closing submissions. The jury, who were in court briefly today, were instructed to return on Monday while the court continues to assess potential CCTV evidence. The interruption follows a jury request for additional CCTV footage, prompting both the Crown and the defense to re-examine a significant volume of material. Despite both parties having closed their cases earlier this week, the request created the possibility that further evidence may be presented. The defense also raised concerns related to legal aid and scheduling, with the senior counsel expected to begin another trial in the UK next week. The court has granted more time for the review of CCTV footage and for logistical planning, with the trial set to enter its third week when it resumes on Monday. In other local news, Cabinet greenlights the Hemington Forest Management Plan. Radio Cayman's Carsley Fuller tells us more.
According to Cabinet's March 12th meeting summary, Cayman's leaders approved the plan, marking the country's first formally designated and protected national park. The National Conservation Council approved the Protected Area Management Plan for the area back in December.
Which is 194 acres of biodiverse dry forest and shrubland in the middle of Cayman Brac up on top of the bluff. It's already Crown land and protected under the Conservation Act, and we're proposing the name of it to reflect the traditional right-of-way Hemington Road, which passes essentially through the protected area, or which we've been acquiring land and protecting around that old trail.
Department of Environment's John Bothwell told NCC members at the time the plan includes improvements to the Hemington Road Trail, a pedestrian path dating back to the 1800s. Other upgrades include a new trail network, an observation tower, and new open-air information shelter and restroom facilities accessed from Songbird Drive.
Although the area is already protected, designated it as a national park just helps us show that Cayman is meeting our commitments under various conventions and international goals of protecting and managing areas for wildlife, such as the Convention on Migratory Species, and particularly the Convention on Biological Diversity, which the Cayman Islands have been party to for many years.
Reporting for Radio Cayman News, I'm Carsley Fuller.
Thank you, Carsley. You can find the full information at conservation.ky. You're listening to Radio Cayman's Evening News. The government is stepping up its message on pension compliance, saying employers and workers in Cayman both have a role to play in protecting retirement benefits. Radio Cayman's April Cummings has more.
On Radio Cayman's For the Record, Minister for Caymanian Employment and Immigration, the Honorable Michael Miles, says pension problems are creating bigger costs down the road, including pressure on health insurance and government assistance programs.
We are going to have to probably review what those amounts are that people are paying towards pension, because people are living longer and we have to make sure that they're prepared for that.
He says the goal isn't just enforcement, but also public awareness and stronger compliance across the board. Deputy Director of Pensions Amy Wollaston says employees do have legal rights if they believe their employer isn't following the law.
People have the perception that they really can't do anything in the process of noncompliance if they observe it. And that's a myth, because as an employee, you are empowered under the legislation.
Mrs. Wollaston says Caymanians and permanent residents should be enrolled in a pension program as soon as they start working. The situation is slightly different for work permit holders.
Once they have completed 9 months of employment in the Cayman Islands, they are pensionable. The 9 months does not start over when the person changes jobs in any way, shape, or form. It is specifically tied to how long they have been working in the Cayman Islands. That's how it works.
The department is preparing some public training sessions for employers and employees coming up in June, and there are plans for an actuarial study that could lead to future changes in contribution rates and coverage. April Cummings, Radio Cayman News.
Thank you, April.
There's a few smaller events coming up also.
Honoring Women's Month activities continue this weekend after a full day of events. It started with a special hashtag Give to Gain International Women's Day celebration at Hotel Indigo, as well as the Female Farmers and Artisan Market on the Glasshouse Lawn. The Family Resource Center's Anne-Marie Diaz is inviting you to Saturday's Women and Their Wheels Car Care Workshop at Superior Auto, or a Women in Gardening Workshop at Pro Plus Gardening. And the FRC's Honoring Women's Month signature event, the Color Me Purple 5K, is this Sunday.
We would really love to see as many people join the 5K. We know that people are really prioritizing DG's 5K this month too. So think of us as a warm-up for the Grand Cayman edition. And just come out and really celebrate womanhood, celebrate girls and women, and that sense of equity in our community. We'd love to have you.
You can register for that by heading to racecaribbean.com. Finally, it's the big event of K-Fest.
Make some noise for Swanky Kitchen Band!
Our grounds are going to be lit up. We've got activities going on in the studio theater, activities on the main stage in the Harkwell Theater. We've got a festival stage where a lot of the musical entertainment is happening later on in the evening. And we've got the Caymanian Village, which is visiting that is a highlight of the festival.
Cayman National Cultural Foundation's Rosalie Tui invites you to the Harkwell Theatre grounds tomorrow night for Red Sky at Night. The event will run from 4 p.m. to 11 p.m. The night will feature live music, poetry, theatre, and of course, local food. You'll be able to get your tickets at the gate. That's your latest local news. I'm Jevy Ebanks. Have a great weekend.